AP News. I'm Haya Panjwani. At a news conference, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Israel has not violated a Biden administration red line with a strike in Rafah that killed dozens of civilians.
As a result of this strike on Sunday, I have no policy changes to speak to. It just happened. The Israelis are going to investigate it. We're going to be taking great interest in what they find in that investigation, and we'll see where it goes from there.
He said the U.S. was monitoring the results of an Israeli investigation into the strike, which suggested the civilian deaths were the result of a secondary explosion after a successful strike on two Hamas operatives. Donald Trump's prosecutor in his hush money trial focuses on a cover-up in closing arguments.
One of the prosecutors in Donald Trump's hush money trial told jurors during closing arguments that the former president engaged in a conspiracy and a cover-up. While one of Trump's lawyers branded the prosecution's star witness, Michael Cohen, as the greatest liar of all time and pressed the panel for an across-the-board acquittal. The lawyers' dueling accounts wildly divergent in their assessment of witness credibility and the strength of evidence offered both sides one final chance to score points with the jury. Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover hush money payments, charges punishable by up to 4 years in prison. He denies the charges. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
More people are making no-buy-year pledges as overspending or climate worries catch up with them. In an AP interview, CEO of Behavioral Sense, Carrie Rattle, says the challenge is about looking at what you must have.
It's really defining what do you need, like obviously groceries, but if you know you're going to have to repair your sneakers, then you kind of need sneakers. So be clear on what you're going to need over the next year.
This is AP News. There's a gathering of really good spellers, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Last year, Dev Shah won the B.
P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E, Samophile.
That is correct.
Shah wrote in a Washington Post op-ed, to become a champion speller, the skill of guessing is everything. Shraddha Rocham Reddy from California had a much smaller word, only four letters, but it tripped her up. She finished third last year. Rocham Reddy hopes to learn from her mistake last year, devoting part of her studying this year to the sort of words, super short ones, she tends to miss. Arian Kedker finished fifth last year. He breaks down tricky words into categories, memorizing language patterns, saying it's not about knowing as many words as you can. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from PodSave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, PodSave the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from PodSave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, PodSave the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.